Hi, Apex family. This is Coach Tyler, and you are listening to the Apex Gym Secrets Podcast.
This is why you shouldn't exercise. Okay, pause. Let's be clear. You absolutely should work out and exercise, but there are a couple of reasons that are bad motivations to exercise. They're actually unhealthy. Let's dig into those a little bit. Fear is one reason that many people exercise. But is fear a good motivator? Well, what happens when somebody is motivated by the way they'll be perceived by others? Intense exercise, even potentially dangerous levels of exercise, usually coupled with extreme diet and calorie restriction in order to look a certain way, hit a certain weight, or be a certain pant size. Then, if the target or look or weight is reached, motivation to exercise wanes, and the restrictive diet is loosened, which is actually good because it's unsustainable long term. But then what happens? A few weeks, months later, size and weight begin to climb, and then the cycle begins all over again. You can see why this would be a really bad problem. That leads us into a second cycle, which is often way worse. It's motivated by frustration, anger, more fear, which leads to even more intense levels of exercise and an even more restrictive and unhealthy diet. This leads to other health issues, deficiencies, injuries that often make exercise impossible, which leads to even more frustration and desperation. The cycle repeats, worsens, and intensifies really quickly, and every stage of that cycle is completely unhealthy. So how do we break these cycles and hopefully avoid them completely? Well, fear and anger are really bad motivators. What's a good motivator? Health, wellness, fitness, these are all goals that stem from the best motivator, love. It sounds silly, let's break that down. How does love motivate you to be healthy and fit? Well, why do you want to be fit? So that you can work hard at your job and take care of your family? That is absolutely a loving reason to be healthy, even if you don't love exercise. So that you'll live longer and be more able to spend time and energy with your loved ones and those who are closest to you. Also, very, very loving, even if you don't love the exercise and the fitness and the eating healthy part of it. Still motivated by love. How about so that you'll be able to be good at a sport that you love and get the most enjoyment out of your activity for the longest time possible? That's also a very loving reason to be healthy and fit. It's a great reason to be healthy and fit. It's motivated by the love of what you're doing. It may not be the exercise, but it could be an activity that the exercise enables you to do. How about setting a good example for those around you, including friends, family, maybe your parents? How about your children? That's a great loving reason to be active, live an active lifestyle, be healthy and fit, and eat well. What happens when we have a loving, proper, long-term motivation? Is there a cycle for this as well? I believe so. We seek healthy levels of exercise in this cycle because it's something we intend to do long-term. In order to succeed at that goal, you can't be injured, can't be nutrient deficient. So a person motivated by love who wants to succeed long-term will avoid the extreme levels of exercise and diet because they're just not sustainable long-term. This sets a great example, maximizes current and long-term enjoyment of what you're doing, and it minimizes risk of injury and sickness due to poor diet and over-exercise. What's more, other people are often encouraged and have fun through your efforts and commitment. They may even join you. So how do we keep our children from making the mistakes that some of us have made? We should be telling them what healthy balance is, why it's important, and modeling it for them. We should be talking to them about our own mistakes and be telling them that functional fitness needs wisdom, and the goal is to take care of our bodies that God has given us, so that we're around long term and can do lots of great things. This is way more important. Fitness is way more important than a pant size or a number on a scale or a body shape. Functional fitness is what we're after here. Discipline in health and fitness is really hard, but it's made so much easier when it's fueled by proper motivation. Love. Find a loving reason to exercise, be healthy, be fit, so that you're around for a long time. See you in the gym.